standing on the side of the road across from Camp Delta with the sun in your face, birds chirping, and military trucks and vans rolling by every few minutes. It's easy to forget that just across the street, behind the chain-link fence topped with coiled razor wire, there are dozens of suspected terrorists. But not all of them have been designated enemy combatants. And all of them, by order of President Obama, will be moved somewhere else within the next year. For now, though, they're here, and the Wisconsin National Guard is tasked with helping the media tell the story of how they're being treated.
I'm Staff Sergeant Emily Russell. I'm from Madison, Wisconsin.
Sitting at her desk in a small office just down the road from the prison camps, more than 1,000 miles from her home in Madison, Sergeant Russell speaks proudly of her mission with the Joint Task Force that operates the controversial Guantanamo prisons.
The Joint Task Force isn't the big bad machine that it's made out to be so often, but rather individuals who are working so hard in a safe, humane, transparent, and legal manner to take care of people who ultimately did some really bad things.
Sergeant Russell sees her mission not to tell the detainees' stories of imprisonment, but instead to tell the stories of the guards who watch them.
They're here to do a job that they may or may not believe in, but they do it because we all took the same oath and pledged to our country that we would do this.
That mantra of safe, humane, and transparent care for the detainees is one reporters hear over and over during the official Guantanamo tours they're taken on. And considering how closely monitored the tours are, it's a hard message to disprove.
Good afternoon. This is Camp 5. This facility can house up to 100 detainees. Essentially what it is a prefab facility, which is set up on a model facility in Terre Haute, Indiana. They basically brought it here, placed it on the barge, set it down, put concertina wire, concrete and everything around it, and thus you have Camp 5.
My guide in Camp 5, as did all the guards I spoke with, declined to give his name. Said he'd been in charge of the prison since March of last year. A quick look at some of the empty cells left the impression that this prison is almost exactly like Wisconsin's high-security prison in Boscobel. Then I was led outdoors, where a series of fenced-in pens with exercise equipment function as recreation space for detainees. It was then I got the only hint of possible mistreatment in the camp. Detainees in a nearby cell block began shouting and pounding on the narrow glass windows that looked out on the yard. It was hard to hear what they were saying, but it sounded like they were saying, "We want our rights, and tell the world about our situation here." The following day, in an interview with the Joint Task Force Commander, Rear Admiral David Thomas, I pressed him on living conditions for the 242 detainees still held in Guantanamo. He insisted nothing that could be considered torture was going on in the prisons. But attorneys and some human rights groups tell a different story. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.